Welcome to Street Talk, a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Media, aired on our Cumulus stations in Syracuse. Street Talk is a weekly show keeping you in touch with the individuals and organizations that work for and serve our community. We're your hosts, Ted and Amy. Well, winter may be here soon, but there are still plenty of people who like to enjoy the outdoors and waterways, even in chillier weather. Dave White is with the New York Sea Grant, and he has some tips as we head into the cooler season.
It is, and you know, as I sit here now and I'm seeing, you know, snow falling outside, I kind of refer to this time of year as we plan for the over, under, around, and through. And for those that don't remember, that used to be how we learned to tie our shoes, but it really relates to our waterways as well. Many of us are still, you know, over them, open water. We're going to be boating throughout the winter, actually. You know, under, we have a lot of dive folks that go out and actually do underwater diving. You know, folks that, you know, are on them, you know, out ice fishing or snowmobiling on top of the frozen water. And the one that you don't want to do is go through the ice. And so we all have to be thinking about winter recreation, the safety aspects of it, but then also how does COVID fit into our winter recreation. And I'm with you. We had a great boating year. I think we're going to have an absolutely awesome winter recreation year because it's a great family activity to get out, and it's very COVID friendly.
Well, and you know, when we were discussing boating in the fall, even, it was just that safety procedures mean even more, and I would think even more so as we get colder.
They do, and you know, we have to be thinking about hypothermia. You know, obviously, if you're in any open water, you have to have a life jacket on at all times. When you're on a boat of any type under 21 feet, everybody has to have it on. That's just a good safety practice. You know me. You and I have talked before. I'm a huge fan of a float suit or a float coat, which is either almost it's like a ski jacket or a, you know, a snowmobile suit with life jacket built right in. Great Christmas gift as people are thinking about what they might need. So if you do ever fall through, you know, you're going to be well protected. They're usually very bright color. You can actually feel the cuffs to keep the water that you do get in warm, which really extends your survivability. You know, and obviously having the life jacket on if you are ever on, you know, either open water or over ice. And I always get concerned because we always hear about the snowmobile that might go through or an ice fisherman that fell through. You know, you have to take care and prepare yourself until those folks can get to you and rescue you out of that cold water, especially if hypothermia starts to set in. So by having that life jacket on or the float coat or float suit really provides just that additional protection that you're going to need to have when you're out on the water for any purpose. And a lot of ice fishermen go out by a snowmobile, so there's, you know, lots of combinations out there.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, once things get cold, I feel like that's safer than maybe as it gets colder, but then it melts, and there's some areas that may not be as safe. I mean, I always get nervous about that when we have a couple of crazy warm days because that kind of throws things off.
It really does. And, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of new people coming into our winter recreation sports, which is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, there's just a wealth of information online. You know, if you're snowmobiling or if you're getting involved in, you know, side-by-side, ATV, you know, the safety courses are all online just like they were for boating. So, you know, take that opportunity to go online, take the safety course, learn all those precautions, make sure you have all the safety gear on board. You know, again, as we talk about this, you know, having a safety kit with you if you're cross-country skiing, have that safety kit in your snowmobile, you know, glove box or storage unit. So having all that safety gear, and also part of your safety gear now, just like your car or when you're at home, have all your COVID supplies, have your masks, have your sanitizer, because although these a lot of times are individual activities or direct family activities, many of us, you know, we might be out there and get a little cold, so we'll want to go inside someplace warm and maybe have a beverage to help warm us up, which means we're now going inside. So masking, social distancing, all those COVID precautions don't end because it's cold weather. You know, when we're outside doing the activity, it's very safe, which is wonderful. They're very COVID-friendly. But many of us do end up going inside at some point during that day. So make sure you have all your gear with you, you know, for COVID as well.
And getting back to the waterways, I mean, sometimes even if it looks safe, even if it looks like the ice is thick enough, sometimes it's not. So that's really something that you have to check before you put yourself in any danger.
Absolutely, and you know, almost any waterway you're going to go out on this winter, the nice thing is all of our bait and tackle shops, all of our marine dealers, service and supplies, they're all open. You know, so if you're going someplace new or you're just snatcher, those folks are checking every day, ice thickness, you know, and sometimes bodies of water, they might have a flowing creek coming in, so there's different parts of a body of water that may not be as safe. And again, you look out and go, oh, look at that ice, it's great, and all of a sudden you go to take that first step, and, you know, it's only maybe 2 or 3 inches thick. So, you know, taking advantage of the great marine and winter businesses that we have right along the shore, stopping in the morning on the way in. I mean, a lot of them are open early and say, hey, how's the ice? Where is it the safest to go? I'm going to be walking on. I'm going to be taking my, you know, my side-by-side. I'm going to be going out on a snowmobile. Whatever it might be, you know, we have some of the greatest, you know, marine and recreation businesses in the country here. They are there for the customer. They want the customer to have a fun, safe day. That's what I love working about our recreation industries up here. They want to make sure everyone is safe, you know, but fun. And those two go hand in hand. So, you know, stop by the local, you know, marine business or recreation business, that ski shop, whatever it might be, you know, and just chat with those folks. They're more than happy to help you out. Even if you're not buying something, they want to make sure you're going to have a safe day and out on top of the water, or if you're going under the water, one or the other.
And, I mean, you mentioned the courses online, but this might be a great opportunity for families to take them when they have a little time inside and maybe they're not doing, you know, the snowmobiling or the ice fishing, but hopefully boating season will be back before you know it, and then they can be all qualified to do it next year, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, so go online to, you know, state parks, take the snowmobile course, you know, print out the manual so you have it, print out the book, the ATV course is online. So, you know, again, our, you know, I move it up to, you know, our partners in state parks and DEC. They're there to help everybody have fun, and you know, people laugh when I say that, that, you know, safety is part of fun, because if you've got the safety gear with you, you've got that safety knowledge as either the lead operator of the snowmobile, or, you know, you're leading the cross-country group across, you know, a body of water, whatever it might be, you know, the safer you are, the more fun you're going to have, because you don't have to be thinking about that throughout the day. So that, you know, that 15 minutes of preparation can last an entire day of everybody having fun, being safe, coming back, you know, making sure they're COVID-free, making sure they've had just that wonderful day. And it's a great, all of these things are great family activities, whether you're going to do cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, ice fishing, you know, snowmobiling, you know, pick your recreation of the day. But I think this year it's going to be great, and be thinking now about maybe, you know, those new Christmas gifts for the family to take advantage of the winter. You know, we're always housebound in the wintertime unless we've got these great recreational opportunities to take advantage of. So now is the time better than ever. Just a sidebar, you know, a lot of kids are going to be home. I mean, they're home now doing, you know, at-home virtual learning. And, you know, unfortunately, we're probably going to see that occur more than not throughout the winter months. What a great gym activity to be able to go out, even in your own yard with a pair of cross-country skis. You know, even, you know, go rent the snowmobile. So taking the family out, and getting them outside during, you know, the months we're going to be trapped in. You know, COVID is no excuse for not getting outside. In fact, it's a wonderful opportunity to get the kids outside, you know, get them that activity that they need. You know, and you can rent skis. You can, you know, there's places you can rent snowmobiles. So even if you don't want to buy, there's great opportunities to be looking at to get out there. All of our parks that have trails in them, a lot of them will rent skis as well, to get out and enjoy, you know, all of the great county and state parks that we have in the area. So, you know, as always, I get excited about this stuff, but even during COVID, don't let that stop you. These are great opportunities to take advantage of with those smart COVID things, with taking the course, with having the right safety gear.
Find out more at cgrant.sunysb.edu. Lawyer Joe Stanley has a lot of different topics to focus on during this strange time in our lives. He first talks about canceled vacations.
Really can't buy travel insurance except for if you can buy special policies if you come down with COVID. But other than that, you have to actually be sick. And, you know, there's interesting when you mention that Airbnb is being sued. You know, they, for the last lockdown, they gave everybody cancellations and whatever, and some of their members were suing them because they said you gave away our money when we didn't give you permission. because they changed their cancellation policies and actually gave people refunds or credits or whatever. Problem with those credits is that if you're going to go to one house one time, what good is a credit?
Yeah, but I have some friends that go, you know, are part of Airbnb, and boy, they make some good money. So I can understand this has been a damper on their money making. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's not really with the way things are these days, it's not like a regular preventing travel or, you know, travel insurance that because they're not going to sell that because they don't know what's going on.
Well, they will sell you. You can't buy cancellation for anything in New York anyways, but you can buy travel insurance that covers you getting sick. And you can negotiate cancellation policies with wherever you go. The problem is that there may be you may be planning on going somewhere. Does it account for if you're, say, you're going in February and they require you to quarantine where you're going for 2 weeks when you get there? Will you still get your money back? Is that a reason for a cancellation or a full refund or a partial refund? There's all sorts of things that you need to consider because there's risk and you have to plan them all out and think about them, insure for some, have a good cancellation policy and hope for the best.
Oh, and also, I mean, I you know we canceled plane tickets in March. We were all set to go when everything kind of shut down. I mean, and they gave us a full refund, but that's with airlines now. They're not really doing that anymore either, right? I mean, they will let you transfer it probably to another flight.
Right. Yeah. They're giving you full credits without cancellation fees, but they're not giving you your money back. And they're telling you that. I mean, they're telling you that. And at least you'll know now. Back in, you know, when you bought your tickets, and actually I bought tickets at the same time I was going somewhere. You didn't buy tickets planning on there being a lockdown and that there you couldn't go anywhere. So, but the airlines are kind of broke, so they don't really want to give you. They don't want to give you
right.
refunds.
Yeah. Well, I guess the best advice is read the fine print and just know when you book anything what your circumstances are if you have to cancel.
Right. And, you know, Amy, you got a plan and you really have to sit down and figure out, okay, well, here's what we want. What are our risks if we go forward with this? And assume what the worst case scenario is and figure out what will happen then. And if you can take that risk, then go ahead and do it.
He says there's a lot of people who work under the table, but especially in times like these, it's good to be on the books.
You work under the table and you don't follow the rules. You know, it's one of those follow the rules. You're not eligible for unemployment. You're not eligible for any of this COVID relief stuff. You haven't paid into the Social Security system. And if you get hurt, you don't get workers' comp, and there's all sorts of bad consequences. It's nice not having to pay your taxes, but if anything goes wrong or there is no work, you're out of luck.
And, no, but a lot of people do that. A lot of people work under the table for certain things.
Oh, I'd say it's probably 20-25%. And then you know, they said they're self-employed. I just had a guy, literally, he's got two houses, a boat, and whatever, and he got hurt. And his income tax returns show he made $10,000 the last 3 years each year. I said, that's all you get if you get hurt, you know.
Right. He goes,
no, I make $150,000 a year. So your tax return says $10,000. So you're going to get up. I'm not going to let you get up and say I'm committing tax fraud. That doesn't sound like a good idea because.
I guess the advice then is to kind of, you know, if it is now, you probably with this like COVID stuff have realized it's not a good idea. But, you know, just get your act together and get on the books, right?
Right, right. Well, and again, because when anything bad happens, they come to me and they want to know, you know, they want to know how to get this or I'm entitled to this because I was making that. But no, you weren't, because you're only making what you legally declare. And yeah, and you know, it's people don't want to hear it. It's amazing. I mean, I got in a fight with a guy. He was insisting his case was worth all this money because he couldn't make any money. He wasn't making the money he was making. And I said, listen, you want me to engage in having you admit to tax fraud? A, I can't do that legally because I can't have you do that. I'd have to withdraw from the case. But you had a jury a jury isn't going to let you, the jury isn't going to be very happy with you when they're paying their taxes and you didn't pay your taxes and you want all this money.
And when they say they're self-employed, I mean, you're talking about a business owner, but people who say they're self-employed, that sometimes means they're just getting paid under the table.
Well, right? Yeah, I'm self-employed, yeah. I mean, that's not business owners most of the time. Those are not business owners. Self-employed means independent contractor, really.
Wow. Well, crazy. That's interesting. I didn't realize that it was that percentage of people. But I guess now would be the time to get on the books, babes.
Yeah. Oh, you want to be on the books because at some point you're going to need Social Security, Medicare. You might need unemployment. You might need whatever, and it's not going to be available to you.
Winter will be here before you know it. So Joe says avoid any injuries with both family and visitors by making sure your house and property are in good shape.
Well, Amy, the first rule is I always tell people you should never worry about whether someone's going to file a claim against you. You should keep your property safe because you and your family are the most likely people, especially in this day and age, to get hurt on the property. And we all know the things that should be fixed around our houses. And, I should have gotten to this. I got to that. But over the years, sidewalks, stairs, and railings and those kind of things in and out and up and down, especially, in the summertime, you might know and see the defect and try to avoid it. But when winter comes, it becomes a much bigger hazard and you're much more likely to get hurt. And I have had, I don't know how many cases I've had, probably 25 or 30 over the years, in which people have fallen on holes that were in sidewalks they couldn't see because the snow covered it up, or the railing wasn't there, or the steps were out of alignment. You know, a lot of steps don't meet code because they don't have the right distance between the rail, the steps.
Okay.
And so, it might be okay in the summertime when you miss a step, you just stumble a little bit, but if it's slippery, you're going to do more than that. So, it's funny. I would say 30% of the stairs don't meet code, just in general, especially outdoor ones.
Well, let's talk about, though, I mean, how responsible are you? For example, let's say you have someone who is coming to fix your, I don't know, mailbox. Someone's coming to fix your mailbox. Okay. And they happen to slip on ice that is next to your mailbox. Are you responsible for that because they're coming to your house to fix something?
Well, if somebody's coming there for a reason that you are having them come to do something, you're responsible for having the house in a reasonably safe condition for anybody who's there. So the answer is yes. Now, snow and ice is in and of itself, the law is pretty hard to prove. You have to know that there's a dangerous condition with the snow and ice and they had a reasonable time to take care of it. Most of the time, the problems we're talking about are not snow and ice themselves, but structural issues, holes, broken steps, steps that aren't in the right to meet the code dimensions. There's no railings. Those are the ones that are that cause most of the problems. We have snow and ice around here, and everybody knows, Amy, when you didn't take care of the snow and ice. There's a difference between if you shovel and do the best you can versus that it's been driven over for 3 weeks or walked over for 3 weeks. Everybody knows the difference between taking care of the snow and ice and not.
See more legal advice at stanleylawoffices.com. Well, there's a brand new exhibit at the Museum of Science and Technology. Lauren Cochin is the president of the MOST, and she says if you haven't yet checked out Nature's Ninjas, this is the perfect time to do so.
In 2020, actually, the plan for the MOST was not to bring in a visiting exhibit. We do almost every year, but the plan was to really work on fixing all the existing exhibits, bring them up to the 21st century in some cases, just, refresh things, keep things exciting. And we did most of that before we closed, not all of it. But then we thought, we really should do something really fun and different to get people to want to come back. The MOST is certainly always a great place to visit, but given all the circumstances, we thought, maybe it wouldn't be tops on people's list to go indoors and to do the museum exploration. So we thought, what's something really cool and interesting? And we landed with this company. It's called Little Rays Nature Center, and they're huge, and they're all over the world. And they do nature for places like the most, for museums. And so Nature's Ninjas is all of these great animals, mostly reptiles, but all kinds of animals. And it's called Nature's Ninjas because it's about animal adaptation. So, you know, why does a porcupine have quills? And, those types of things that make an animal interesting, that helps an animal adapt to survive. And so we have, you know, dozens and dozens of different live animals and live animal shows every day.
That's cool. I mean, that really is something very unique for the most.
Yeah, it is, you know, because we were, like I said, we wanted to do something different and fun and unique. And we thought, you know, something like this is great because it's all of that fun and all of that engagement that kids want. Even adults will love this too, but it's not hands-on. You know, normally you walk into the most and everything you touch, you play with, you manipulate, lots of hands-on stuff, which of course we thought, you know, that's not the best thing to do during a pandemic. So we took some of those types of exhibits off the floor, and we've replaced it with this exhibit and a couple of other things. But this exhibit, which opens in October, and we have it until the end of March, which is really exciting.
Wow. And of course, your dinosaurs are still as popular as ever.
Exactly. Everybody's favorite. I know, it's funny. That's my all-time favorite. But I'm like, you know what? This exhibit's going to come pretty close to that. So we still have the dinosaurs, and we have, we still have the cool flight and space exhibit and the life sciences exhibit. But this exhibit helped us, you know, to just freshen things up and do something a little unique.
Well, you mentioned the live shows daily. Talk about the times that the museum is open and, you know, people, do they have to buy specific tickets or how that works?
Sure. So our new hours, at least temporarily, are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 5. Those 3 days we're open. And your admission ticket, which you can buy right at the door or you can buy on our website, includes everything. So those live animal shows are included with your admission. And we do them every couple of hours. So 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. And it will just direct people who are interested right where to go. It's all, you know, socially distanced, so families, will be able to be 6 feet apart from other families within the show. And then we have, and Little Rays Nature Center has some of the most incredible animal experts on their staff, and they will be handling the animals, caring for the animals, and doing the live shows.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything that I'm not asking you about, Lauren, that you want to talk about?
No, I think that was the biggie. I'm trying to think. No, I think that was pretty much it. We should know more about animals, honestly.
Well,
I'm going to get a crash course in the next couple of days. But, yeah, no, I think that was the most important stuff.
Right. And you guys still, I mean, really, like, theaters and all that kind of guidance hasn't really come down yet, so you don't really know what's going on with that.
Yeah, so the IMAX is closed, so we're going to do the live animal shows in the IMAX because it's closed for real theater, and then we always do the Polar Express, as you know, but we're going to be announcing, we're actually doing a really cool, instead of the Polar Express, like, on the screen, we're actually doing a really cool partnership with the Red House, where actors are going to do a reading, and people can live stream, you know, they can see the reading, and then kids are going to get the whole Polar Express in a box sent to their houses if parents buy tickets.
The Most is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. See more at most.org. Well, that's it for this edition of Street Talk. If you have an issue to discuss or an event or nonprofit organization to promote, or to find out more information about something you heard on this or past week's programs, call us at area code 315-472-0200 or email amy.robbins@cumulus.com. For events, allow 2 weeks in advance. Street Talk has been a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Media. We're Ted and Amy. Thanks for tuning in each week here on Street Talk.